Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome my good friend William Devlin of widowsandorphans.info, whom I talked with in these last days when he was in Plateau State, Nigeria. Plateau State is in the north-central eastern part of a very vast and important country in Africa, the most populous, easily the most richest, with its blessing of natural resources, and profoundly troubled. Bill was there to deliver a container filled with medical supplies, which had been donated to his organization. He'd raised the money for the shipping, and the governor of Plateau State was attending the dedication. Bill, welcome back to the East Coast momentarily. Tell me about Plateau State right now. Is it under siege? Is it feeling this is a pause in this period of time? And is the government providing protection? We didn't get to talk about it because we were busy on the dedication. But how is the security, especially in the capital, Jos? Tell me, Bill.
Yeah, John, it's really unfortunately as we say in current cultural parlance, it's a hot mess, and inflation is out of control. Corruption is out of control. The new president, Tinubu, has done absolutely nothing to resolve any of this except going on TV on an early Sunday morning when no one was watching, and him pontificating about what he about how terrible the situation is, but he's going to resolve it. But I was actually on my trip there last week, John. I was held up in the capital of Nigeria, Abuja, because we could not travel to Plateau State because Nigerians were rioting in the streets. And so governors of various states up in north central Nigeria established curfews. You could only make moves about 4 hours a day. And that delayed our transit from Abuja to Jos, the capital of Plateau State, which is about a 5-hour drive. So that has not been resolved yet. It's unresolved. People are very unhappy that the price of fuel has tripled. And when you pull up to a gas station, a fuel station, really anywhere in northern Nigeria, John, there is a queue over a mile long. And right in the middle of the queue, if the station runs out of gas, then you got to drive down the road. And there are multiple men outside with jerry cans filled with what's called black market or bootleg gas. And that's the only way really Nigerians are getting around. The price of food is skyrocketed, and there's no help in sight from the Tinubu government there in Nigeria. So people are restless, people are concerned, people are going hungry. And that's why I've made a commitment to continue to show up to Nigeria to help the people there, either with food, with medication, with water, and this last trip with $400,000 of medical supplies that were donated to me, put them in a container, shipped it over there to Lagos, from Lagos to Jos, Plateau State, and dedicated it to the Plateau State Hospital there with Governor Bill, Caleb Manasseh Mouftwang.
Bill, the last time we talked when you were in Jos, you'd been helping rebuild a church that had been destroyed, damaged badly by attacks by the herdsmen, the jihadist Fulani, and there had been people who lost their lives. What is the status of that church today?
Yeah, the church is being rebuilt, thanks be to God. I've been able to raise money back here in America, and it cost anywhere from, depending upon the status of the church and its destruction by the Fulani jihadists and the Boko Haram and the Islamic State West Africa province. So it may cost anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000 to rebuild the church. And it's a simple structure. I come back to America, I say to pastors of churches that I know, hey, if your church was destroyed by terrorists, what would you want to happen? And of course, every pastor in America says, well, I'd like my church rebuilt. So I'm rebuilding Catholic churches, Protestant churches, evangelical churches, Methodist churches. So wherever there's a church that's been destroyed by the Islamic terrorist in Nigeria, which is really on a weekly basis, the destruction happens, and along with schools and along with people's houses. And that's what I've been about. What, so
was the church in Jos? I don't remember where it was.
Yeah, well, there's we've done a church up in Yobe, which is way up north by the Niger border.
I see.
And I've done a church in Benue State, which is in the central area, but all the way to the east. That was in Benue State. Agatu Obagaji. You have to practice on announcing these Nigerian cities.
Is there any security offered the people, the Christian communities, any security offered by the state?
It's rare. It's rare. In fact, the word on the street is that the Islamic government, which of course the Islamists now control the Nigerian government, not only at the legislative level, but at the judicial and also at the executive branch, because now there's an Islamist president, Islamist vice president. And so security for the churches and for the average Christian is slim to none, and Slim just left the building. So it's really a very hazardous situation. You know, here in America, John, people may complain about something a pastor says on a Sunday morning. In Nigeria, people are worried about if they're going to get out of their Sunday morning service alive. So 8,000 Christians were killed in 2023 in Nigeria, average of 22 a day.
What about the pastors? Are they safe? Are they threatened?
No. In fact, we were in touch with a pastor by the name of Polycarp Zango. He was on a bus and he was kidnapped and held for 8 months. So the pastors are particularly, they're ripe for kidnapping. And when they're either in their car or when they're on public transportation and they have their clergy vestments on or their clergy collar like I wear when I go over, yeah, they're very ripe for kidnapping and for death. And they're held for ransom. And if the ransom is not paid within a certain maybe 72 hours, then the pastor's killed, murdered.
And you will be back to Nigeria. So let us leave Nigeria. I want to go with the travel route you took. You were overland from Jos on the border to Abuja, and then you flew from Abuja to Lagos. Do I have that right?
That's correct. You fly out of Lagos back here to the East Coast, and now on another journey.
Right. All right. This is William Devlin. The website is widowsandorphans.info. We're going to speak of another troubled part of the world. This is Iraq, where the Yazidis once lived before the rise of the Islamic State, which you note Bill mentioned the Islamic State operating in Nigeria. It operates in West Africa and East Africa. This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Bill Devlin. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.